less uncertainty for Democrats. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. Incumbent Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly has been declared the winner in the race over Republican Blake Masters. Kelly giving a victory speech in Phoenix today and talking about what he thinks it will take to solve the problems facing the nation.
The way to solve these problems isn't by pointing fingers. It's not by dividing people. It's by listening and finding common ground.
The Arizona gubernatorial race is still too close to call between Republican Kari Lake and Democrat Katie Hobbs. Meanwhile, vote counting continues in Nevada, where incumbent Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto is in a tight race with Republican challenger Adam Laxalt. President Biden is in Cambodia attending the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit. Fox's Peter Ducey has the latest from Phnom Penh.
There's a difference in the way the president talks to voters ahead of the midterms and the way that the president talks to fellow world leaders after the midterm elections. And listening to his remarks since he's been overseas with us, you never know there were problems with high gas prices back at home. In fact, you would never really know that there are many gas-powered vehicles on the road at all, because he has been boasting abroad about U.S. electric vehicle infrastructure back home. President Biden is pledging to meet ambitious emissions reductions goals within the next 7.5 years by 2030.
The president will be in Bali on Monday for the G20 summit, where he'll meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Authorities in Ohio say a man and woman were shot to death in a Toledo home this week by an armed suspect who was later shot and killed by officers. Investigators say the suspect was stopped in a vehicle belonging to one of the victims about 5 miles from the home, and that the man got out holding a gun. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The White House vowing to overturn a judge's decision striking down the president's student loan forgiveness plan for being unconstitutional. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We're confident that this baseless decision will be overturned. And when it is, we will quickly process relief for the millions who have already applied. We will never stop fighting for hardworking Americans, middle-class Americans, most in need.
The Biden administration says around 26 million students had applied for a student debt relief. The United Nations Human Rights Council will convene a meeting later this month to discuss Iran. Fox's Lisa Lucera reports.
The meeting, scheduled after Tehran's deadly crackdown on protesters, threats against journalists, and other claims of human rights violations. The protests sparked by the death of a 22-year-old woman after she was detained by the so-called morality police after she was accused of not wearing a hijab properly. The demonstrations have grown into one of the largest sustained challenges to the nation's government since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. The Human Rights Council will hold the session the week of November 21st, following a diplomatic request by Germany and Iceland. Lisa Lucera, Fox News.
Georgia motorists are getting a break because a gas tax holiday that was supposed to end Friday will continue for another month.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is delaying the end of the state's gas tax suspension yet again. It will now remain suspended through December 11th. Georgia taxes gasoline at just under 29 cents a gallon, and Kemp first suspended the tax back in May and has extended it numerous times. Suspending a gas tax doesn't prevent retail prices from increasing if supply costs rise or demand increases. The governor's office says Georgians have saved close to $1 billion while the tax has been suspended. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.